ski masks. The women in Ethan's house are wearing some sort of ski masks. Except that's not quite right. Their head coverings aren't for winter sports. They're, what do you call them? Balaclavas, that's right. Headwear for both criminals and dissidents. The women are wearing cheap acrylic pink balaclavas, every last one of them, as if the group that calls themselves All Them Witches have, in an instant, transformed from aging small-town activists into some sort of girl gang, a posse, goddamned lady burglars. Actually, Ethan realizes, that's not a bad idea for a story. The Burglarettes. Could be a film, maybe, or a TV series. He'll pitch the idea to Randy one of these days, when things get back on track. Ethan doesn't recognize the song that's blasting through his home, but every bar seems to end with the same line. Don't play stupid, don't play dumb. Vagina's where you're really from. He searches for his wife among the dancers. None of them is Zoe. All of them are Zoe. Ethan is struck by the odd sensation that he doesn't actually know what his wife looks like now. It doesn't help that the room is so crowded. It's not just the number of dancers, there are probably a dozen or so, jammed so close they might as well be a single organism, or that half the square footage of the first floor lies on the far side of contractor tarps. It's also that what little space they have is crammed with furniture, far more than one family needs. Zoe's fault, that furniture. For some reason, she won't stop buying. Their contractor has explained that if their renovation is ever to move beyond the demolition phase, he'll need the next payment installment. And for that to happen, they need either Ethan's late brand checks or a new check from Dr. Ash or for Zoe to finish that ESPN documentary. Instead of working on the project, though, Zoe seems to spend hours shopping for furniture online, as if they already have their skylights, their recessed lighting, their open floor plan. Just this afternoon, a new sofa arrived, even though their current sofa is less than 2 years old. Ethan had been in the process of turning away the delivery, explaining that there must be some mistake, until Zoe appeared behind him. Yes, that's ours, she confirmed, leaving him standing there like an idiot, like a dope. Now, as the women dance in balaclavas, two sofas, one new, one definitely not old, both the same dingy shade of gray, sit back to back. Everyone's sardined into a space that also includes three rolled carpets, two still covered in plastic, two coffee tables, one made of chrome and glass, an obvious disaster in the making for a family with a kid who's been diagnosed hyperactive, four armchairs, and some sort of tufted ottoman. With nowhere to move, each dancer is simply repeating the same motions over and over. It looks like a cross between the Irish Republican Army and the Charlie Brown dance scene. Ethan scans the moving figures, tries to ascertain who's who. Nearest to him is a set of gyrating hips, slow and heavy in baggy elastic waist pants. No question who this is, the oldest of the group, in her late 70s maybe. Short hair, dyed jet black. Name's Eleanor. He's pretty sure it's Eleanor, anyway. Could be Ellen? Elna? Something like that. Definitely begins with an E-L. Elastic, Ethan thinks. Elastic waistband. Ye shall know me by my pants. Next to her is a stick figure in athletic gear, all elbows and fibrous muscle. This can only be Running Mom, the one he sees sprinting through town, a permanent scowl on her face. Running Mom, hip bumps a figure in paint-splattered jeans. The artist, no doubt. Last spring, Ethan and Zoe went to one of her openings at a gallery over in Bettsbridge. There, Ethan drank boxed wine from a plastic cup and tried to make sense of the woman's paintings, which were of meat cleavers. Canvas after canvas, nothing but meat cleavers. There were bloody meat cleavers, gleaming meat cleavers on beds and on sterile trays, pairs of meat cleavers facing off, blade to shining blade. Those are the women he can pick out. The others, including his wife, are indistinguishable. Don't play stupid, don't play dumb. Vagina's where you're really from. He longs to leave this scene. Maybe disappear into his bedroom. It's right there, on the first floor, next to the dancing women. A first floor master, so you can age in place, said the real estate listing when he and Zoe bought the place, back when aging anywhere was an abstraction, wholly hypothetical. But Maddie's already plopping down on the brand new sofa, sprawling across it with her shoes still on. She's so comfortable, everywhere she goes. Maddie pulls her sapphire hair into a loose bun on top of her head, begins tapping on her phone.